Let's move on into the next piece of this athletic situation where we're dealing with the buildup of metabolic acids, such as those lactic acid and pyruvic acid that we talked about earlier. That basically causes an electrolyte imbalance in the body, which leads to decreases in performance, muscle fatigue, where you get stiff and sore as you recover, and it also an increase in activity-related injuries, as well as retarding recovery of muscle cells from the activity. Wade, what would you say about that in your experience? What are you noticing?
Well, this is, in my opinion, this is probably the hugest topic in athletic performance today. And I'll go back and do a little history. 25 years ago, when I'm from Canada, and I was really into hockey, and you'd look at the top 20 scorers in the NHL, very seldom were those guys injured. Now we are 25 years later. The athletes are all bigger, faster, stronger, better trained, on every single component, and on all levels perform better. But guess what? They're getting injured way more than they ever have. Very seldom do you see a guy playing 3, 4, 5 seasons without a major injury that takes him out. And what's interesting, if you study the film of how these people get injured, oftentimes they are doing a move that they have done thousands and thousands and thousands of times. So what that tells me is this. That tells me that move didn't cause the guy to get injured suddenly. What that's telling me is that there is a deeper level of breakdown that's going on in the being, the person himself, because of a condition that's been a chronic condition, or the straw that breaks the camel back. And so right now out there, we have all these energy drinks, we have all these sports drinks, we have sodas, we have all these things that are touted as enhancers somehow to performance. This is how they are marketed to the population, including professional athletes and amateur athletes as well, or right down to Little League. Everyone thinks that they drink this sports drink, they're going to improve, and they're told us, and there's great, as I say, pseudoscience around it. But the reality is let's see what's showing up. And you see more torn muscles, more broken bones, more of these type of things happening. And so I believe this. I believe that because athletes are stronger, because they're faster, because they make more demands on the physical organism, the body has to repair that damage. So if I'm highly acidic, I'm training more often, I'm performing at a high level, what am I doing? I'm producing all these acids that you talk about. Well, how's my body going to take care of that? Well, if I can't get the water to work to get those acids out, I'm going to go to the second system. I'm going to go what's called bicarbonate buffers. I'm going to go for minerals. Well, where is the supply of those minerals coming from? It's coming from our connective tissues and bones. So if I'm a high-performance NFL football player and I'm performing at a very, very, very high level, guess what? And I'm down on minerals, what's my body going to do? Well, I'm going to take it from my connective tissue and bone. And now when I make that turn, guess what happens? It blows out because I haven't put the minerals back into my body, because I am wasting minerals to buffer those acids at a rate that I can't get back. And that's why I believe careers are becoming shorter, more injuries are coming out, and this is costing athletes millions of dollars. This is costing teams hundreds of millions of dollars. And you know, you being a doctor, who knows what level of health that we are destroying just so we can run down the field at such and such a speed or level. And that's what really concerns me, because we have our children doing this. You know, we're giving these things to our Little League kids thinking that it's better, and we're actually doing the opposite.
Let's talk about why that's happening, Wade. You know, you say that it's because of that acidity. Well, how does that acidity tie to the deficiency in those minerals? Most people don't realize, I being one of them, I've been in this industry for 15, almost 16 years, and didn't realize until a year ago when I was introduced to Kangen water that whenever we are taking an acidic liquid, which almost every sports drink, if not every sports drink out there is acidic. I wasn't aware of that. Almost every bottled water out there is acidic. Again, I wasn't aware of that. You combine that 75% of our body is made up of those acidic liquids with the fact that undigested foods, cooked and or processed foods, many of the foods that we are accustomed to consuming on large amounts, especially as an athlete, increases that acidity. Now, to tie that together with what you're talking about with the minerals is an acidic body will require alkaline minerals. Alkaline minerals being calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, all of those minerals that are required, copper, for building the bones and the structure of the body. So as our body continues to be more and more acidic, we are inevitably robbing those minerals from our connective tissues, as you were saying, and our bones. So I'm with you, Wade. I believe that we have a very simple answer to alleviating many, not all, but many of those problems, and that is alkalinizing the body by doing something that we're going to do every day anyway, and that is drinking water. But it comes back to the type, like I was saying, the type of waters that we are consuming, and that's why we promote the alkaline water from Kangen.
Well said, gentlemen. I'd like to just comment on the sports drink issue, because a few years ago, as I realized what was going on, you know, you watch the advertisers and all of your favorite professional athletes, and they're all drinking, you know, all of these sports drinks because they're being touted as a good thing for you to do. They're selling billions and billions of dollars of this stuff. And what I realized in this little informal study that I did is that every single one of those sports drinks at the time were more acidic as they were metabolized because of all of the sugars and sweeteners they'd put in them than were being neutralized by the alkaline minerals, or what we're calling electrolytes, that they were putting in that sports drink. So what I'm trying to say here is that you, the athlete, go out, you're working hard, you drink this particular sports drink, and you're thinking, man, I'm doing myself a really good job of putting and replenishing my body with these needed alkaline minerals, or what we call electrolytes. But in reality, the sugars, as they're metabolized at the cell, were creating so many more acids that you were creating an even bigger deficiency. So now you're having muscle spasms, joint pain, receding gums, all of the typical problems, bone density breakdown, and all of this stuff. A big, big problem. And I have to say it's kind of a pet peeve of mine, because I'm watching the young kids out there looking up to their favorite athlete and mentor, so to speak, the guy they want to be when they grow up. And they're doing the same thing at a young age. And now we're seeing all of these young kids coming along with physical problems and breakdowns and injuries that are just ridiculous, as you pointed out with earlier, Wade. Let me just, if I might, expand just a little bit for the average person to understand at the cellular level how all of this works. See, basically what happens is you take in your food and you take in oxygen, combine those in the bloodstream, and they're carried to the cell. The cell has lots of little energy centers or generators called the mitochondria. And the mitochondria converts that fuel and oxygen into ATP, or energy, which then fuels the muscle. And you know, that's what allows the brain to work, the heart to pump, the muscles to work. And you're able to do all of those things that you do. The byproduct of that, especially if you are a high animal protein intaker, is going to be tremendous loads of acid waste. And these acids now move out of the cell as waste into the interstitial or intercellular fluids, and they have to be broken down, just like you talked about, Wade. Yeah, oxygen's the first line of defense. So the more you work out, the the more you run, whatever it is, the more oxygen you're consuming, not only to fuel the process, but to neutralize the acids produced by the process, which is why the harder you run, the more you pant, the harder you're sucking in air. And then the bicarbonate system comes into play, and that's the that's kind of like baking soda being produced by some of the glands to neutralize these acids. And of course, then we have these alkaline minerals, as you mentioned, Wade, stored in the muscles and the bones and the joints and connective tissue. And we start using those up faster than we can take them in. So you get done with an event, you've got major muscle cramps and spasms, and over time you start noticing your bone density is going down and your teeth are going bad on you and all the other things that happens. And, if this process continues, by the way, you'll see people actually start losing muscle mass because the body uses muscle and cannibalizes it to use it as an energy source to turn that acid waste into ammonia. So as this happens, we really start to break down. So anything else that either one of you would like to add about this whole metabolic acid thing? And maybe what I would say we should add here, Wade, is